Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Today is day number one of our time of fasting and prayer together. And for the next 40 days, we're getting ready to start our journey of fasting and prayer. Thank you all so much for journeying with us on the fast. Thank you all for those who are listening to the call live and those who will listen later on. For more information on the Renew Fast, you can go to our website, www.fbcog.org, so that you can join the journey to renew. And every day, Monday through Saturday, I'll be on at 7 a.m. with just a quick word of encouragement and prayer. All right, beloved, we're going to get started. We're going to now go to Ezra, book of Ezra, chapter number 8. Ezra chapter 8. And I want to read in your hearing verses 21 through 23 as we are starting off day one of our time together. Again, that's the book of Ezra, chapter 8, verses 21 through 23. Here begins the reading of God's word. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. There by the Ahava Canal, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we had told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks on him, but his anger, great anger, is against all who forsake him. So we fasted, petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. On this first day of our 40-day journey, I want to talk about, let's begin to hunger for God. Let's begin to hunger for God. Beloved, in Ezra chapter 8, there's so much that's going on. The scene shows the plans of the people of God to go forth to rebuild the temple, but they had to journey back to Jerusalem in order to do it. But they knew, before we even embark upon a journey of this magnitude, before we even strive to go ahead, that Ezra calls for a fast. The fast meant that they needed to hunger more for God than they did for food. More hunger for God. That's where we are on day one. We want to set the parameters for this renewed fast, that we must hunger for God more than we hunger for food. See, beloved, fasting is a part of our responsibility to God. It's not if you fast, it's when you fast. And fasting is just as common as praying and giving. Fasting is a part of our self-denial that shows devotion to God. Giving that devotion over to the Lord means that we are hungering more for a closeness to God. And I dare say, if you stick to the parameters of the fast, do your level best to fast and pray, you will find yourselves in the posture and position of hungering for God. So how do we do this? How do we hunger for God? Well, let's begin. First thing we see, beloved, there are three things out of the text that I want to show you. First thing we see is that you must proclaim your fast before God. You must proclaim your fast before God. Look at verse 21. Bible says, after everyone was registered, after everyone came together to the spot called the Ahava Canal, it was there that a fast was proclaimed. They put a stake in the ground so that they might humble themselves. It says, there by the Ahava Canal, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God, ask him for a safe journey for us and our children and our possessions. So much here. Quickly, I'll just say, you've got to proclaim your fast. There must be a declaration of your devotion. So you've got to humble yourself. You've got to ask for a safe journey, that God lead us all. Notice that the call for the fast was not singular, but the call for the fast was corporate. It was plural. So more than this being such an individualistic exercise, we must proclaim a fast and a hunger for God for our households. We must proclaim a fast and a hunger for God for all the people that are around us and a part of us. Let us proclaim the fast and a hunger for God. So as we journey on these 40 days, everyone in our households may be covered. Second thing, beloved, is not only is it important to proclaim a fast, but, beloved, also you've got to ask the Lord to protect us, to give us a word as we hunger for God. Verse 22 says, I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road because we had told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him, but his great anger is against all who forsake him. So as you hunger for God, we have to ask God to protect us from our enemies. Protect us from our enemies as we journey on this fast. We have to ask God to protect us and be gracious as we look to the Lord, not forsaking God, because we do not want to anger him, but seeking God as we're on this journey. When you're hungering for God on this fast, ask God to protect you from enemies seen and unseen. Ask God to give you what you need on the journey that you might be able to come through and see the gracious hand of Almighty God. So, Lord, protect us as we hunger for you. And then the third and final thing, beloved, is we want also to petition the Lord for answered prayer. Look at verse 23. Bible says, so we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer. Lord, we petition you for answered prayer as we hunger more for you. So as you fast, take time to pray. During the fast, take time to pray. And what God will do is answer your prayer while you're on the journey of fasting. Think about it. Jesus, when he was led into the wilderness, fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And it was not just that he made it to the end of the fast, but it was during the fast that as he was praying to the Father, that the Lord answered his prayer while he was fasting. We're not only praying for answered prayer after the fast, but we are praying for answered prayer during the fast as well. That as we journey, as we hunger, as we give over in devotion to Almighty God, along the way, the Lord will keep us every step of the way. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on this first day of our 40-day journey. We are grateful, God, and thankful for all that you continue to do for us. And now, God, we're putting a stake in the ground. God, we are proclaiming this day, the beginning of Lent. This day, Lord God, March 5th, 2025, we are proclaiming this day as the beginning of our hunger for you. So we're proclaiming a fast, Lord God. Now, God, as we proclaim this fast, as we seek you more, as we deny ourselves, Lord God, certain foods, and as we deny ourselves of certain privileges, that, Lord, you will protect us along the way. Protect us from enemies seen and unseen, oh God. Protect us on our journey, Lord. Be gracious to us as we continue to look to you. Lord, we do not want to forsake you and in any way kindle any anger. But Lord, we want to remain faithful to you that we might find your favor over our lives. And then, Lord, during the fast, we want to petition you for answered prayer. So Lord, as we fast, as we forsake the things and privileges that we are accustomed to, as we hunger for you, and as we take time to pray, give us answered prayer during the fast. Give us what we need while we're on this journey, so that when this journey is completed, and because to God we have been true, we're building our hopes on things eternal, and we're building our hopes on you. God, continue to keep us as we hunger more for you. Lord, we love you, adore you, and bless you. And we thank you, Lord God, on this first day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, and if you take time to focus on the scripture, I believe you've started your journey. You've begun your hunger for God more than food. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. This is day one of our journey together. Spread the word and share with someone else the goodness of God as we begin Lent together. Be blessed. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Amen.